When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two Jews, no harm in Killebrews.
Aka two guys, one couch, period. That's it. That's how we do it. It's Rand and Jay. We're here with you again. Hope you're doing well. Hope you guys are managing things.
One couch, two guys who like to slouch.
That's right. Hey, one couch, no slouch.
Hey.
One couches, no slouches. Guys, happy to bring you this content. Happy to do this on a daily basis for you. And I hope it brings you some comfort and joy knowing that, hey, boom, there's a little podcast in
little
the old
nugget waiting for you every day.
And we work on these things hard. We try and really deliver the comedy for you. And it's
been fun. And the truth if we can.
And the truth if we can and try and extrapolate what's going on in this world. This has been an amazing experiment for us. We've now done nearly 300 of these. So fascinating. We've never done a daily thing ever. And it's just cool to be able to do this. Hey, by the way, fans of ours who are fans of us doing a Jim Rome show, we're going to be doing his TV and radio show a lot throughout the summer. We'll let you know those dates as it nears.
But couple times, end of June, maybe second week in July.
End of July. And then beginning of August. I can't wait. Cannot wait. All right, gang, let's jump into this story, shall we?
So now, we make no bones about it. We've let people know we went to the University of Michigan.
Love that school. Love that.
Ann Arbor.
Love that town. Love the people of Michigan. It feels like a home to us, no joke. Every time we fly and land in Ann Arbor, it feels like a home to us.
We land in Detroit.
And then go to Ann Arbor. Every time we get around 23, get on Washtenaw, and start to head into town, it feels like home. We're coming home.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Just as much as St. Louis or even going back to New York City and now Los Angeles to us, it just feels like home. But it's the
We are ready to acknowledge that there's even stupidity in the Mitten State.
Well, but it's
not immune.
It's the only place out of all the places I mentioned, and Missouri is one of them, where militias tried to kidnap and kill the governors of that state. So
that's true.
Let's keep that. You're right. The Mitten State does have some crazy and stupidity fuels the action.
I think it's on display every time people throw octopi on the ice at a Red Wings game.
And I just watched my octopus teacher.
So
and
did I.
I don't think that should. I don't think you should be allowed to throw an octopus on the ice again because they're just amazing creatures. Like you can't watch that movie and not think they're the most amazing creatures ever.
This guy fell in love with an octopus.
But they shot. I would have too. The octopus went, played with fish, and then gave him a hug. Spoiler alert. Got to watch the movie, goddammit.
Unbelievable.
Look, it's on display every night at Michigan State University, no matter what they're doing, all right? It's on display in this next story about a Michigan woman who makes perhaps the most ironic mistake a dummy can make.
Let's get into it.
Here we go. A Michigan woman nearly lost her vision last week after she mistook a bottle of nail glue for eye drops, according to reports.
Oh, my God.
Why is her nail glue in the medicine cabinet, folks?
Why are her eye drops in a toolbox?
Folks, someone needs a better filing system here is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The woman, Yesedra Williams, said she went to sleep with her contact lenses in, mistake, mm-hmm. but woke up at 1 a.m. and wanted to take them out because her eyes were dry. Never
do
that.
Don't do anything at 1 a.m. Don't do anything important with your eyes or your face at 1 a.m.
It's like the great Dave Attell said once, don't pack drunk, okay? You're going to end up with one sock, a scuba mask, and an oven mitt for like a destination wedding.
Yeah. If you got to wake up in the middle of the night, don't be handling logistical stuff like your contacts and your eyes.
Turn on the lights and some music, preferably System of a Down. Get up. You know
something
what I mean?
Something by Eminem, maybe. If you're just living near 8 miles.
Just to not have what happened to this poor Michigan woman. Williams said she reached inside her purse and grabbed what she believed to be eye drops. She also had liquid paper in there, I'm sure. You could have put that in your eye.
She reached inside her purse.
You, by the way, you have to have an organized purse.
You got to know what you're grabbing.
Just to reach inside and grab something. I will say this. Every woman's purse I've ever seen is like the inside of Kris Kristofferson's head.
Just
full of
random
things,
stuff.
A giant mess, a graveyard of lost items that should mostly be in a trash can, but they're just piling up in this thing that a woman slings over her shoulder.
Tissues from 2 years ago.
And takes to a bank. You understand what I'm saying?
This woman is, I can't.
No woman is able to find what they're looking for in their purse right away.
In the middle of the night when you just woke up.
It's never happened in history. Nobody knows what pocket anything is in a purse.
A purse is like an amnesia bucket.
Yeah. You reach in and forget what you were looking for in the first place.
Why was I needing in here?
So when you reach into your purse at 1 a.m., when she remembered she left her contacts in to get eye drops, you're not going to get them. You have to expect that the worst thing is going to happen to you, and it did.
I'm guessing she didn't even turn on the lights.
No way. She's like, I think my purse is here. Let me just reach into this. Instead, Williams took out a similarly sized white bottle of nail glue, which is typically used to repair broken fingernails.
Oh, my God.
Turn the lights on. Turn them on. Just the thought of this, Jay, makes me want to crawl out of my skin.
Out of my eye.
And into some woman's unorganized purse and hide there for the next 3 years under unused Kleenex. Or used Kleenex. I don't care. Williams was with her husband when she realized the mistake. And I'm sure
she blamed him.
He was happy to be woken up at 1 a.m. with this new crisis that he didn't expect to be dealing with.
I'd be blaming him. If I can't open my eyes anymore.
Right. Well, the partner that has to get woken up, by the way, is never never going to be as sympathetic to your feelings in the middle of the night. Just know that. Just know that you're waking someone out of sleep.
If someone wakes me up in the middle of the night, I am the meanest person I know.
So mean.
I'm just awful. I'm just
my daughter
mad.
Could be like, there's a tarantula in the room. And I'm just like, ugh, God, just walk it off.
Just please leave me alone. I never get to sleep.
I give the wrong advice. Just go get some water. For what? The tarantula?
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
can't you figure it out?
She was like, I was like, oh my goodness. And it dropped in my eye and I tried to wipe it away and it sealed my eye shut.
Oh my God.
I started throwing cold water and
that's
I was
not
trying,
what
to
you do.
Trying to pull my eyes apart and I couldn't.
Oh,
and I was just screaming
God,
for him to call 911.
Terrifying. This is literally my living nightmare.
By the way, if you scream louder, it's not going to make 911 come sooner.
It's not going to make your eyes open either.
It's only going to make your husband want to drop some nail glue in his ear canal so he can't hear anything.
Isn't this a metaphor though? Like we're walking around with our eyes glued shut.
Eyes glued shut.
Which, by the way, is my favorite Tom Cruise movie.
All right, should we take a break?
Yes.
We're going to come back and find out what this gal did. This is insane. And it's crazy. I feel bad for her. And I like her. And I don't want anything bad to happen to her. Am I wrong for liking
her? I like her.
Just understand what you're reaching for. We'll be right back.
So, Ran, you know that I don't cook.
Yes.
Not a great cook, and neither is my wife. Neither of us. We just don't do it,
right.
And we need help with it. And that is why I love our sponsor, because it is allowing us to create unique meals that we haven't been making at home.
Healthy, good meals.
Delivered to our house. It is HelloFresh. I love these guys with HelloFresh. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door.
And you're not overusing ingredients. They give you
the right amount, so you don't have to guess. You don't have to figure it out. It's just all right there. They take the guesswork out, and they take the trips to the store and the, oh my God, I forgot this thing. Now I gotta go back to the
store.
That's
right.
That's done.
It's delivered to your door.
They make it easy. They make it fun. They make it fast. They make it affordable. It's fresh ingredients that are sourced directly from growers and delivered from the farm to your front door in under a week. Contact-free, of course. They have a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day.
It makes you a good cook, really.
Right? It's such a good value. I love it. So I've loved making the stuff. My kids are like into it because there's like, it's a variety. It's not the same old food rut that we've been getting in because look, we're eating at home so much more throughout this pandemic.
All the time.
And you want to be able to like shake things up and do something new and not be constantly sending out and spending so much money and ordering.
I love it because it allows me, my wife who normally cooks, this allows me to cook for the family. So I love it
too. You give her a night out and she can do that. So go to HelloFresh.com/SKLAR12. Use the code SKLAR12 for 12 free meals. That is insane, including free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/SKLAR12. Use the code SKLAR12 for 12 free meals.
Including free shipping.
These guys are incredible. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. You'll understand why once you order from these guys and get them into your system and start to realize that you can make amazing meals at home.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. couple days until the live Dumb People Town. We're going to shout it to the rooftops, shout it to the mountaintops. It's going to be so much fun. Chris Thiele.
Not only are we going to shout it to the rooftops, we're going to shout it from the rooftops.
No, we're just going to shout it to the rooftops. And Chris Thiele playing music from Nickel Creek, playing mandolin, going to do his version of the Dumb People Town theme song and some originals. And then the Doughboys. And we're going to do the Fried Chicken Sandwich Challenge. We're going to have a Greenlee. It's going to be great. Get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com. This Saturday night, 6:30 West Coast time. I don't know how many more of these virtual shows we're going to do, so get on this. All right, let's do it. When we left, a woman accidentally put nail glue in her eye because she thought it was about the same size as her eye drop bottle. Mm-hmm. She glued her eyes shut, called 911. Mm-hmm. Williams was rushed to an area hospital where doctors opened up her eye and removed her contact lenses, according to reports. Doctors told Williams that her contact lenses likely saved her life. So your stupidity wound up saving you.
Last night, a DJ saved my life.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
This
is a woman who literally couldn't see the stupid thing that she was doing, and her punishment was blindness. This feels biblical, Jay.
Oh my God, it so does.
Open your eyes, Michiganders, to the truth. You can't plot to kill your awesome governor because you disagree with her and then not have karma swing around and drop glue in your collective eyes.
That's right. Everyone who's in the militia in Michigan has their eyes glued shut.
They said the contact saved my vision. They kept saying, you'll probably lose your lashes, which I did because I had to pull it on it and flip the top of my lid.
No. And I would literally flip my lid at that point.
I'm sure she was really pissed about that. Still, like, she probably thought like of suing the nail glue company. We know how this goes. If a woman's going to sue a Bagel Bites for not having real cheese, she's going after the nail glue company having their bottle be the same shape as an eye drop. Like, do you see the legal case that's being made?
I see what's starting to form. Yes.
It's the Helen Keller defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, what she would have done in that instance? Well, first of all, she probably wouldn't be wearing contacts because she was blind, but that's besides the point. Dr. George Williams of Beaumont Health explained that if you ever get anything in your eye, you should immediately try and flush it out by using a nearby faucet or bottle of water. He noted that this is going to make a mess, but you will save your vision. It may save your vision.
Not Dev.
Is May worth making that big of a mess?
Yeah.
I guess it is. If it's any comfort to her, she's not the first person to make this mistake. He added, that's a huge consolation to her,
I'm sure.
I don't
think she's going to care.
She has no lashes anymore, okay? This woman, Yesedra, needs her lashes. Mm-hmm. You know who it's no consolation at all to, Jay?
Her husband.
That's right. He does not care what happens to other people because
he got woken up. Other people didn't wake him up.
Other people didn't wake him up at 1 a.m. screaming for him to call 911, and he's not dialing fast enough, okay? When it happened to them. In 2015, a Florida woman, of course, Katie Guidos, glued her eyes shut after a friend accidentally handed her fingernail glue instead of Visine. Okay, now.
Yeah.
That mishap occurred after a leaf blower caused a piece of debris to land into her eye. Of course, this happened in Florida. You know what I mean?
I don't even know if the person was blowing leaves in Florida.
Was she walking too close to the leaf blower? Stupid. Or was the person blowing the leaf
blower like inside the house?
Right. Also stupid. And then her friend handed her the nail glue instead.
That's not a friend, by the way. That's someone, a former friend.
That's worse because that's now on you as the friend, okay? You have to pay for all the medical bills and the deductibles. This is your fault.
Drive them to and from the hospital.
Drive them. You're going to have to drive this bitch to the airport every time she's going out of town forever. It stuck to my eyelids and my eyeball, and it really hurt, she said at the time. Did it hurt more than knowing that your friend didn't care enough to actually look down for 1 second and see that she was handing you eye glue instead of Visine? That hurts. That sting of the realization that your friend doesn't care about you, that never goes away. Your eye can get open.
A surgeon can open your eyes.
Right. And separate the eyelid from the eyeball, but you can't be separated for the fact that your friend doesn't care about you.
A surgeon can't mend a broken friendship.
Thank you. That was my favorite. And that's my favorite line from an Andy Gibb song.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is how we do it.
That's it.
That's a show, guys. Hey, always when you reach into your purse, just be careful, everybody. Ladies, men, you reach into your purse, either organize it or just make sure you know what you're looking at. If you wake up at 1 a.m. and anything's involving your eye, you're about to put something in it, turn the lights on and turn some music on. Guys, stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
Guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
A podcast network.